On this day, July 12, 1954, a plan was put forward which brought about one of the greatest changes in American landscape and culture. We'll tell you that story. Let's get started. My mother remembers the 50s well. She grew up in that period, and she remembers going to the Chicago beaches, seeing signs everywhere with the slogan, "I like Ike." She always thought those were neat slogans. "I like Ike." And that's when Dwight Eisenhower was running for president. Now, my father and uncle say they voted for Adlai Stevenson both times he ran against Ike, so they were 0-2, as Eisenhower won both times. Well, the former general was courted by both parties. Of course, he ended up with the Republicans, and he seemed like the perfect man to be president during the Cold War. Ike's inauguration was watched by over 75 million people on television. Remember, TV was just getting started at this time. Well, Ike was a man who longed for peace. The former general had enough of war, and he wanted peace. So what he did was downsize the military and decided to use that money for infrastructure and quality of life at home. Ike pushed the largest public works project ever through Congress, which changed America for good. On this day, July 12, 1954, he put forward a plan for an interstate highway system, the Federal Highway Act, we know it as. This act was approved by Congress in 1956, and work began almost immediately. And this became the largest road building project in American history, calling for 41,000 miles of road over 13 years at the cost of $32 billion. Well, Ike sold the act as a national security issue, the purpose of which was to provide an easy way for people to leave cities in case of nuclear attack, and also to provide the military easy routes in case of Soviet invasion. Well, thankfully, this military project was actually used for the peaceful transport of people and goods. Now, the act, as I said, brought about one of the greatest changes in the American landscape as well as the American culture. And here's how. The mid-50s saw an economic boom because of Cold War spending. People's wages doubled since World War II. And as a result, people started altering their idea regarding the American dream. Now, remember, before World War II, most people lived in cities. They found jobs close to home and basically stayed there the rest of their lives. They didn't move around too much. Now, because of the higher wages, Americans were driving bigger cars, they were living in bigger houses, and because of the new highway system, 80% of those houses were now being built in the suburbs. And by 1960, suburban populations equaled the cities. The Federal Highway Act of 1956 is largely responsible for this change of landscape and culture. You see, when people move out of the cities, they change their thinking a little bit. They have new points of view, new perspectives. Well, there are those who say there are some downsides to this Federal Highway Act. They think it was too much government spending, and they think it kind of ruined the small towns and small businesses. We'll leave that for others to debate. But Ike was worried, too. He was worried about the spending. It was over 50% of the budget. And Ike's final message as president was very solemn. This former military man warned Americans about the military-industrial complex. Well, anyway, thankfully, his military plan for roads was used for peaceful means. So next time you drive the interstates or visit a suburb, remember the slogan, "I like Ike."